This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Hello everyone,
Kat Farmer,
and I'm Marianne Jones, and this is Been There, Done That. You've got the podcast where we ask and you answer, only this week it's the other way around. We ask you to ask us whatever you like.
Is that confusing?
For what? For who?
We ask you, ask us, asking me, asking you.
From me to you.
Chuckle Brothers.
Was that the Chuckle Brothers?
From it to me, to you, to me, yes. To you.
Yes, classic Chuckle Brothers, isn't it?
Anyway.
Okay, fine.
What are we talking about?
Stuff. So, basically, it's over to you. These are the questions.
Okay.
You asked us absolutely tons and tons. Actually, the top one, we said, well, we're not going to answer, but we'll answer it really, really quickly.
Yeah.
Which is, how did you two meet? And we said, oh, God, everyone knows that now, but maybe some newer listeners don't. So, just to recap, abridged version. We met, oh my God, I can't remember how many years ago now. 13?
I had number three.
You were pregnant.
I was, okay, fine. So that, well, he's 16.
Yeah.
Oh, no, he's not. God. No, he's not. He's 15.
Oh, God.
He's nearly 16.
Yeah, well, it was a long time ago then. So we met, did we first meet in church or outside school?
No,
so
in church.
So we both had kids in the same local primary school in Sevenoaks, and we met. I'd not long moved to Sevenoaks from London, and I'd been led here kicking and screaming because I didn't want to move. Nick wanted us to move because we had two kids, blah, 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 wanted a house with a garden, yada, yada. So I was on the lookout for people that I just thought I was sort of gonna like. I wasn't on the lookout, but I just didn't see anyone that I thought
We've both said this
remotely non-city.
If we roll back 16, 17 years ago, there was a lot of, I don't know how to say this without being offensive, which I say it all the time and I'm always offensive, so I'm just gonna say it again. There were a lot of gilets around.
Yeah.
There were a lot of gilets, there were a lot of raincoats with fun lining.
Yeah.
That people used to wear when it wasn't raining. That's why. You see, now I've offended everybody.
But the gilet, my least favourite outfit, which to me, if a man wears a gilet, to me, that's just all kinds of wrong.
And there were women that were wearing them as well, and fleeces. And they weren't
fleece,
they weren't climbing a mountain.
No.
They weren't going for a walk.
Yeah.
They were just wearing them as an everyday, which is fine. Do you know what? That's absolutely fine.
And in summer, it was chinos and deck shoes or sheeny shiny shoes without socks, and that whole vibe.
Yeah.
Do you know what? Anyway, cut a long story short, we met, we got on, we're like, oh, where's your thing from? I've got the same coat as that. Oh, this, oh, that, oh, the other. Found out that we went to the same school and became pals and lived kind of within walking distance of each other.
Yeah,
really.
Well, it was only
round the corner-ish.
I mean, yeah.
Well, a bit of a drive.
It was a 20-minute walk.
Yeah.
It's literally a 15, 20-minute walk.
Yeah.
So it's not that far at all. So yeah, that's it. End of story. Done.
Yeah. So we've not been put together for the podcast.
No.
We're not manufactured like One Direction.
Oh, really?
Wouldn't it mind I
think we can be Little Mix.
Oh, yeah.
Let's all be right. Mix.
Well, I don't mind doing that.
Okay.
Anyway, we're not.
No.
We're Big Mix.
That's the end of it. Done.
Okay. Next question. Oh, if you were Prime Minister, what law would you introduce?
Pockets and everything. I do. Do you know what? I say that and I don't
change the world, Kat.
Oh, do you know what? Well, where'd you go with this without offending everybody, which I do on a regular basis? But you can't really be offended by having pockets and stuff. In skirts, in trousers, in dresses. I just love a pocket. I actually put on a pair of joggers the other day that a friend had actually given me. And she said, oh, these don't fit me. Do you want them? And I went, oh, they're nice. know what I'm going to do though? Sorry, I meant to bring them for you.
Why?
Well, they're really nice. They're like wool, like a navy wool. You'd like them. You'd like them. They're...
Why don't you like them?
Because I've got pockets.
Oh, I'll have them.
Exactly. Genuinely. And also they're slightly short for me as well.
Oh, they have, great. They have got my pockets. Name on it.
And I just wear them around the house and I was a bit like, are these a waste of time? I'm going to put a tissue.
You don't, no, I never carry a tissue.
What?
No. Oh. I'm one of those people that people go, have you got tissue? I'll go, no.
Can I just say you're not Irish? Oh, no, it's only a used tissue. I don't have a clean tissue. Always have a used tissue.
Up your sleeve.
Your mum, oh my God, if you were Irish, your mum had a tissue.
Oh, you'd pin a hanky on you.
Nope.
Some tissue. Irish mums I know growing up, pin a hanky.
No, my mum and my mother-in-law both used to have a tissue. And if they didn't have like up the sleeve or something, they'd put it in their bra strap. Like literally.
Tissue at all
like
times.
Basically, yeah, in your boob. That's what they used to do. Like that. Yeah.
That is anyway. So dead. Olden days.
Yeah, brilliant.
I love it. Love it.
But I refuse to do that. I put it in my pocket.
I would go big. I would make sure that bloody gender pay gap was closed somehow. Don't know how I'm going to do it, Kat, but that's what I'm going to do.
Okay, great. Yeah,
right, moving on.
Or you can put things in pockets.
Yeah,
you pockets. Didn't tell me what yours was going to be.
What do we want? Pockets. When do we want them? Now.
Can I sound like more of a Luddite?
No, do you know what? I'm loving that answer.
You liar. Oh my God, that was so patronising. Oh my God.
Seriously. Pockets in everything, Kat, would bring world peace, let's face it.
Okay.
Pockets for peace.
Stop taking the piss. You utter scrotum. I can't believe you. I'll jog on.
I'm jogging on to the next question. Oh, we are. What? Oh, has your relationship changed with the change in your personal circumstances? So that must be the change in your personal circumstances, Kat.
Well, it could be the fact that maybe yours have gone to uni. You don't have kids at home anymore.
Oh, yes. Yes, that's true. But what does it mean? Is it talking about has our relationship with each other changed?
I'm assuming.
Is that how you took it?
Well, that's how I took it.
Oh, okay. No.
No.
In a word. I mean, the only thing that's changed is things practically, because you would sort of whiz round here or yeah. You know, you were no longer physically round the corner from each other. But actually, there are real ups with that, because it means I can just come into London Bridge and see you and have a nice night out.
Yes.
And a couple of bevvies. But apart from that, no. The fact that you are, you know, no longer married and living around here hasn't made a blind bit of difference.
No. Well, I don't think it has. And we are all part actually of the same social circle.
Yes.
And
we still see those people.
Yeah. And touch wood, nothing's changed. I still see them.
Yeah.
My ex still sees them. It's all quite amicable. It's all quite Gwyneth and Chris. No, it's not.
Oh,
but
yeah,
consciously
uncoupled.
Yeah, no, I have to say, I mean, touch wood. I'm definitely touching wood here.
Yeah, touch that IKEA shelf.
Okay, that's all, what is it? I'm touching my own head. That's more wooden than that. I know it doesn't work for everybody, but yeah, you know, it's
quite a boring answer. No, I suppose with some friendships, I imagine some friendships inevitably do change.
Well, we know people, and it has, you know, it has been a real... sort of, you know, it's been a real grenade into a friendship group because it's been acrimonious. And if it's acrimonious, you almost feel that you do need to side with somebody.
Also, Kat, we were never couples friends. I think if you're a couple, you're couples mates, so you're mates as a couple, and you maybe do things together as a couple and as families together, I reckon that probably does put a spanner in the works in, you know, what the new makeup of that relationship is, whereas we've never done that. Our kids are quite different ages. We didn't go away together and stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah. But I also think that, but to that note, if you were to go to, it's not actually been difficult in people that we are, you know, sort of very close to as family friends. But also, I think, if you were to be invited somewhere where my ex was, that wouldn't be difficult for you. Whereas I know people, if I was to go to a party and because their relationship was quite acrimonious, there was quite a lot of bitterness involved. If I went and let's say, you know, my girlfriend was, you know, the person, whatever it might be, and the ex-husband was there,
yeah.
everybody would feel a little bit awkward.
Yeah.
Whereas I don't think if you
no,
were there,
I've met your ex on a couple of occasions in the pub, and it's absolutely fine. Chit chat, move on.
So
no problem.
I think that then does have a knock on effect. I think your level, the level of your amicability, not a word, but it should be, with your ex, I think that almost bleeds through into your friendship groups. I think they almost take the lead from you.
That's a good point. Good point well made. All right. Oh, this is a good one. If you could be any age again, what would you choose?
Ooh. Oh, do you know what? I'm going to be really. I wouldn't actually. Why do you put this one in? I don't like this question.
Don't you?
Not really, no, but I'll answer it anyway.
Well, we do it swiftly.
Well, because I don't really know. I just think, not really, because I think it's almost one of the, I see this almost like a sliding doors moment. If you change one thing, it has a knock-on effect. Like the butterfly effect.
Butterfly wings, yeah.
Yeah, so not really. I don't really know. There are times, I can't answer this. God, I'm watching.
For me, it wouldn't be childhood. I don't think my childhood was particularly a highlight of my life. It wouldn't be school, same. I did start to really come into who I felt I was, could be me, at uni. And particularly, I think the year I'd love to relive is when I did my postgrad at Cardiff and I met people who I'm friends with and, you know, a whole group of them, a wodge of them that I met 35 years ago that I'm still really good mates with. And it was like a golden year. So it's not an age, it's not my age. I could have been any age.
Yeah.
But that year was really great. And I've had really good years since. But I don't kind of get nostalgic or wish I was a different age because I looked differently or I was younger. So had firmer breasts or anything like that. I'm not bothered about any of that.
Do you know what's really weird? I remember looking back when my kids were little at Christmas and I remember thinking, do you know what? Lap this up. Love every minute because Christmases aren't going to be like this forever. And I just remember, when the kids were tiny and I remember hugging them and thinking, oh my God, there's going to come a day when they don't, they can hug and have a hug. And they're like, no. And that day has come, you know, you get a hug, it's like, get off me, you know, but I mean, sometimes they're good, sometimes they're just teenagers and that's, I'm sure they're all the same. But so I look and I sort of think, I looked back and I reveled in those moments at the time. I really, really did, knowing that they weren't going to last forever, which sounds quite weird.
Yeah, no, that makes total sense,
But I actually think, I don't know, I like to think of looking forward. I'm very much a live in the moment, look forward. Ironically, the last year has been in some ways the worst year of my life, in some ways the best year of my life.
Yeah.
So I think for every yin, there's a yang. I just like, if I was to have one period of time, I look and think, that was amazing. There's loads, to like you say.
Yeah.
But the period after I finished after I graduated, it was 96 and it was the Euros and we were in Leeds and we had essentially about 3 months. It was probably about 6 weeks of just hedonistic amazingness. And the other time I remember was I'd lived in America and I came back and I was 26, 27. And two amazing years. You know, you just sort of got, you know, just started working properly as like my third job and I earning good money. And
hedonistic free years.
Yeah.
Lovely.
But apart from that, I have to say there isn't a period of my life where I just thought that was my annus horribilis. See what I did there?
I do.
Yeah. So no, I'm just very grateful for all of it, actually. God, that sounds wild.
Hashtag grateful. Let's move on. Oh. Okay, what gives you the 3 a.m. scaries, that existential panic? Deep.
Well, it's not if I'm going to answer it, it's not.
I'm not that deep about it. You know what? I used to get this when I was at work and I had too much on my mind. I was working full time, sometimes 7 days a week. Kids were still at home and you'd wake up in the middle of the night and you'd just think and it'd be something so trivial, but then it would be the biggest thing at 3 a.m. which is absolutely nothing at 9 a.m. is it?
Do you know what? I actually know why that is. I think I might have mentioned this before. Have you read a book called Chimp Paradox?
No.
It's by a guy called Professor Steve Peters. Right. Okay. And now I read it ages ago and I'm now paraphrasing, which as friends of mine would say, you basically made up stuff.
Well, go on.
It might be in the book, it might not be in the book, but my takeaway from that book was when you wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning and the world seems a really scary place and you suddenly think, that pain in my leg, what if that's cancer? You know, oh my God, I haven't paid that bill. I'm going to get, you know, whatever it might be, from the sublime to the completely ridiculous, and it's normally ridiculous. That is not actually the coherent, intelligent, practical, functional side of your brain. That is your chimp.
Chimp.
It's not chimp as in monkey. I was going to do an impression, but that's not good. So it's your side of your brain that is your subconscious. I don't want to say it's your subconscious, but it's the side of your brain that is basically your moron. Okay, you're absolutely the idiot side of your brain.
Your dormant moron in the day.
Exactly, exactly. And so what you need to remember when you wake up and you think, that's not actually me. That's not actually me thinking, that is my chimp. You just lie down, go back to sleep. I am not listening to you. This is not as important as you're making it out to be. And I think in the book, I can't remember rightly, if he gives you coping mechanisms of how to do that, of the, you know, whatever it might be. My coping mechanism, which wasn't from the book, which I've spoken about before, is my A to Z.
Oh, God.
Have you got
everything there is now?
Literally everything. I need to, I'm going to ask for suggestions. Suggestions.
So if you've not heard of Cat's A to Z, did you say Z?
I did say A to Z.
Oh, I said Z in the last podcast. You told me.
Oh, I did.
Yeah, A to Z, Cat's A to Z, so like cars, she'll have to try to make her get to sleep, so she'll have a theme, so it could be cars, so it could be Austin.
I was going to say Austin.
Oh, yeah. And then she'll get through, and then she'll have fallen asleep before she's got to Z.
Well, you know what, hopefully you get to fall asleep before you really struggle. Last night I was doing... tube stations, and I couldn't think of a J. Can you think of a J?
Oh, I don't think there is a J.
Well, I couldn't think of a J. You can even do Q. When you get to X, if you get to X, it's a no. It's just
Queen's Park. Is that
yeah, one? Exactly.
I can't think of J.
I could not think of
that. That's
J.
Clever.
I know.
So you got stuck, and then did your brain wake up and you started panicking about not?
No, it sent you to sleep.
Answer.
I actually got to. I think I can't remember where I got to. I didn't get as far as you don't. If you get as far as X, it's a little bit of a waste of time because you want to hope you fall asleep before
there's
then.
There's definitely not a tube station beginning with
no.
X.
No, no.
Or Z.
No. There is a Y. I can't remember what it is. Damn. There's loads of U's. There's loads of W's.
Upminster.
Yeah, Upminster.
Westminster. Boring.
I swear to God,
we're going to be asleep before the end of this, or you are.
But it is
brilliant.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Next one, Kat gets asked this all the time, so she's finally putting it to bed. Kat, it's not where's Wally, where's Ginny?
Ginny is fine. I moved out of the family home. My ex lives in the family home, and it was decided that actually, you know, the country as opposed to the city, it's much better for Ginny to be in her natural existing environment, so she, where she lives and breathes, so she is back in Sevenoaks.
But you
back
still see her.
I still see her. She's fine. She doesn't particularly like me anymore. Because she doesn't like me anymore. Yeah.
Sold off.
Yeah, basically. I can't work out if she's a grumpy old little woman, which she is, because she's 10 this year.
God love her, is she?
I think she is.
Wow. Well, she is a grumpy old woman.
Yes,
then.
Definitely. And, yeah, but God, she's.
Is it seven for everyone? So she's 70.
Oh, my Lord.
She's approaching, well,
you
a
know,
good age.
Fair enough. She hates me. But, yeah, she's fine. She's
all right. So everyone out there now, she's fine. Kat still sees her and she's a bit grumpy.
Exactly. All right, but she's lovely.
Let's do the last one now. Okay, so this is a favourite fashion trend from last year. Oh, I've not thought about this.
No, we haven't.
That you think will become a classic.
Ooh. Oh, God. Okay. See your pants, Maz. Well, I'll tell you what it's not going to be. I don't think it'll be silver trousers.
No, it won't be silver trousers. Step away from the silver trousers at all times.
I can't really think of another fashion trend.
Do you know what? I've been thoroughly enjoying... I don't know if it's a fashion trend, though. The skirts from Ray that are very, very, very maxi in denim.
A denim maxi skirt.
Is that a trend?
Well, do you know
though?
What?
You're is right. That last year?
Well, it was last year, actually.
I'm still wearing mine very much.
There you go. There they are. They're quite 70s, aren't they?
Mm.
They're quite 70s. And so it's obviously, you know, it's very difficult to find a trend that's just a brand new trend. But they are. I think they came in last year.
Yeah.
I didn't go down that route at all.
No, you didn't actually. No, 2023 trend.
Do you know what I'm going to go for? Oh. I'll tell you what was everywhere. Were Spanx. Not Spanx. Take it back, Kat. Take it back. Chew it back down. Oh, God, what's it called? Skims.
Oh, Skims. Yeah.
Skims.
Oh, right.
Dresses. And actually, it's interesting. What do you think will become a classic or that you will carry on wearing?
I don't know.
I don't think you can predict what's going to become a classic because I think everything comes back round again. For example, I just did, in fact, yesterday on this morning, we did Traitors Fashion. And it was all about the leather legging. It was all about the leggings, all about the skinny jeans and skinny cords. And interestingly, everyone's like, oh, all hail the skinny cord. You want to say, oh, excuse me. So 2 years ago that you were all saying they're gone forever. Whereas actually, I mean, I've been wearing leather leggings for every year, religiously, for 12 years. So I think there are things that come around again.
Mm.
But for me, for the Skims dresses, I think they're so great for every shape. They are so great for every shape. And they are really, 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 really comfortable. So I actually think a Skims dress could be something.
A new classic.
I don't want to say a new classic. I want to say that will continue to be popular next year.
Mm.
I'm not going to hoist my petard to anything saying it's a classic.
Okay. All right, I can't think of anything else, if I'm being honest, from 2023.
Wow. It was that bad for you, was it? I can't. I just think it's difficult, isn't it? I mean,
I discovered a trouser shape that suits me.
The marine.
Yeah, and I've just bought another pair of jeans.
Have you?
Yeah.
I'm still on the jean hunt. I'm still on the cargo hunt, although I did actually find some cargoes that I had from about 3 years ago. They were from Next. They're actually collaboration label mix ones. They're really nice.
And are you keeping those? Because you were telling us on the pod that you throw most of your wardrobe out.
Well, I have keepers. I don't want to say throw most, but that makes me sound very, very, very frivolous. Okay. But I've repurposed it to other people. Yes.
You're giving it to charity.
Yes, I've given it to charity. So it will all make money in some way, shape or form. But I have kept very, very, very little. Just, do you know what, Matt? Because for the last 6 months, I've lived on a massively capsule wardrobe.
And it suits you.
I love it. I actually feel really, I feel so much freer.
Liberated.
It's really interesting, though, doing what I do on Instagram, whereas, you know, you're supposed to wear things new the entire time, whereas I've worn the same things again and again and again. And some people say, you always wear the same thing. And I've just got, interestingly, maybe it's 50, I've got to the point, I'm like, yeah, because I like it. But I appreciate that it's difficult when I never used to, when I did have a much broader wardrobe.
Do you think that the appetite's still there, though, for new? Do you think people out there still demand that?
Right.
I think it's a bit wrong.
Well,
wrong for now.
Do you know what I find really interesting? And I was talking to another friend about this recently, that I am pretty sure, that I used to buy things, and I don't think this is an uncommon trait at all. I think from a psychological perspective, I used to have new things and buy things as a form of distraction. I think when you're not genuinely really happy,
at work, it was like a dopamine hit. I was stress. Oh, and just do that. Oh, I feel marginally better.
So I think people buy things or they eat. I mean, that's
or
thing,
they drink,
know.
Or they do, or they do something else for a bit of a, yeah.
Some people exercise.
It's their outlet.
Didn't get that memo. But for me, having something new and always being able to reinvent myself through clothes, I think was a way of not necessarily facing the fact that, you know, personally, things perhaps weren't as rosy as they could have been. Yeah. I wasn't happy in one respect, so I can make myself happy in another respect. And now that I am happier, I just don't feel the need for it.
Yeah.
I really don't. I like the comfort of wearing things that I love. How many times have you seen me in this leather leggings and a jumper?
Well, I mean, I think you've got various grey jumpers, to be fair.
Oh, I've got like four of them. I've literally got four of them. But they're
about a million pairs of leggings.
No, I haven't. This is the thing. I've got about four pairs of leggings. That's it. I've got them in different colours now, but I just wear them all the time.
Yeah. Fair enough. Yeah. I like that and I agree. Right, on that bombshell, it's a wrap, folks. Thanks so much for all your questions. We did have loads, so we could only answer a few, I'm afraid.
Yes, but for extras, do not forget to follow us on Insta at for the podcast. Have a great week and we'll see you on Thursday.
Bye.
Bye-bye.